Good morning, this is Doug Chabot with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Tuesday, December 10th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Stronghold Fabrication and Alpine Orthopedics, and this forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. At 5 a.m., there is no new snow to report. Mountain temperatures are in the teens, and west winds are averaging 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts of 30 miles per hour. Today will be mostly sunny. Temperatures will be in the high 20s, and winds will blow at 5 to 15 miles per hour from the west. The mountains from Big Sky to West Yellowstone have weak, sugary snow near the ground that is breaking. On Sunday, skiers in Lionhead near West Yellowstone had collapses and cracks shoot out from their feet, while snowmobilers on Buck Ridge saw natural avalanches. Yesterday, the Big Sky Ski Patrol triggered a large, 2-foot-deep avalanche with explosives that broke on these facets. Sunday's 8 to 10 inches in snow and wind loading will continue to burden this unstable snowpack. Today, triggering avalanches on skis or a sled is likely. The snowpack is shallow, its structure is poor, and is not expected to strengthen quickly. Watch your slope angles and stay clear of avalanche terrain, as the danger is rated considerable on all slopes in the Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, the Madison Range, and the Southern Gallatin Range. Outside Cook City, there is a thin layer of weak snow 1.5 feet under the surface. Sunday's 14 inches added enough stress to make slopes unstable. Snowmobilers triggered a slide on this layer near Lulu Pass and had to be rescued, while another sledder had a near miss ascending Daisy Pass when a natural slide almost caught him. This heavy load also triggered natural avalanches on Scotch Bonnet and Miller Ridge. Ian and I went there yesterday and found deep snow, evidence of wind drifts from the strong winds, and a thin layer of facets breaking in our stability tests. Today, the avalanche danger is rated moderate in Cook City because it is possible to trigger slides on this layer, although I do not expect it to remain a problem for the long term. Alex went to Saddle Peak in the Bridger Range yesterday and was not pleased with his findings. Under a hard slab of windblown snow, he found a weak layer breaking in his stability tests. He and his partner skinned back to the ridge instead of skiing the slope. This was his fourth visit to the range in 8 days, and he remains concerned about this layer. Skiers on the Throne near Bracket Creek had cracking a foot deep on wind-loaded slopes, and another party found poor stability on this layer and stayed out of steep terrain. Get used to digging and testing this layer because it's going to be around for a while. It is still possible to trigger avalanches today, and the danger is rated moderate in the Bridger Range. The Northern Gallatin Range is the most stable in our forecast area. The 4 to 6 inches of snow that fell on Sunday is bonded well to the old surface. Weak snow can be found, especially where the snowpack is thin, but without new snow or fresh wind drifts, I do not expect avalanche activity. For today, the avalanche danger is rated low in the Northern Gallatin Range. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 587-6984. And thanks for calling.